KQED.
For some people, increasing their number of followers is an obsession that has spawned an industry where you can buy fake followers. KQED's Sam Harnett reports on ways to vet Twitter profiles and why we care so much about how many followers someone has.
Let's see how many of my Twitter followers are real.
I'm logging into Twitter Audit. It's analyzing my feed to try to determine how many followers are fake or automated accounts. Bots.
I have 12 fakes out of 1,079 followers, which gotta
not many, which makes sense because I have never bought a bot. A recent New York Times investigation delved into how companies create and sell fake Twitter accounts. They're used to retweet posts and inflate people's follower counts. Actors, athletes, even academics have bought tens of thousands of followers.
Followers basically have been equated to notoriety.
Jenny Lambert is a social media consultant. She says followers can be translated into profits. Celebrities with millions get paid to endorse products. For a journalist, Lambert says having 100,000 or more could help land a job or book deal. I have 1,079, so I need...
Only 100 times more. Yeah, only 100.
Kind of embarrassing. For some advice, I visit Carly Severn, KQED's social media strategist. She says we shouldn't focus so much on the numbers, but instead on how many people are actually interacting and what they're saying.
Engagement is something we talk a lot about, and the word gets overused, I think, but at the end of the day, that's human conversation.
She says for many, social media has amplified society's pressure to get noticed.
The idea of overinflating or artificially inflating your own perceived influence, like, that is nothing new. People have been doing that for decades by placing stories about themselves in the paper and, you know, paying people to come to their movie premiere.
Real or fake, Ian Bogost says we're not being critical enough about what it means to have a follower on social media. Bogost is a professor of media studies at Georgia Tech.
People assume that when they have a follower on Twitter, that it's not just a real human being, but it's someone who's looking at them and listening to them and responding to them, and they can sell products or services to.
That's not necessarily true. We're reading too much into the numbers, he says.
We're trying to measure, you know, how important something is by counting the number of times people push a button.
Bogus says it's yet another example of how technology and capitalism are pushing us to reduce everything to a data point you can put a price on. For KQED News, I'm Sam Harnett.